The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And hello again, friends, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, presented by our compadres at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, as we're broadcasting from our McConnell Automotive studios, located today at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. And hanging out with me, the dog, director of golf here at Quail Creek, my dear friend, Bobby Hall. Bobby, thanks for hosting us out here today, Southern Fairways, and glad to spend time with you. Man, we got an awesome show lined up today.
Yeah, it sounds like we do. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot going on. Thank you for coming down to see us here in beautiful Fairhope, as you said. Glad to have everybody back out at Quail Creek, and the greens have really improved. We're real proud of our superintendent, Tom Johnson. If you haven't seen us in a while, we had some trouble. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the renovations this Dr. Tom has brought to Quail Creek. So come see us, come visit us. We'll be giving some rounds of golf later in the day, and hope you'll come join us at Quail Creek and be a winner and come see what's going on out here.
Had an opportunity to come out and play with you on Friday, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Talk some more about the course out here and the course conditions. Excited about what's going on out here. But let me go ahead and set the table for you today on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking with the tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour, Jay Stubbs. He'll check in from Dothan. Remember, they had the 2022 Future Masters that just ended yesterday, and some of the kids from the local area of Mobile, Baldwin County, Central Alabama, we're going to talk a little bit about them and who actually won. So always great to talk with Jay, and of course, we'll get the schedule for the upcoming Jimmy Green Tour. Bottom of the hour, Mitch McConnell. You will not want to miss that segment. For sure, we'll talk some live golf with him, PGA, the Joey Jones Golf Tournament that he played in this past week in at Kiva. We'll see how he finished, and he played with some very good friends of ours, some former Alabama greats. We'll talk about those coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll talk some football and automobiles with Mitch at the bottom of the hour. We'll also wrap up the hour with some free golf. We'll get you caught up on the schedules, the leaderboards, and the official world golf rankings, so much more. And I've got a trivia. It's not, you know, I don't know if it's a trivia question as much as it is music knowledge. You know, David Musial, our partner from Glen Lakes, he is a music aficionado. He will not be on with us today for our Golf for Dummies or our other segment that we're going to be starting up that we'll talk about a little bit later. But in honor of him today, we're going to do a little music trivia, Bobby. All right. And at the bottom of the hour, when we bring Mitch McConnell on, we're going to give a 5-pack away at Glen Lakes.
Wow.
That means you and four of your buddies can go play. We'll take care of the green fees. All you have to do is pick up the cart fee. But I'm going to get you to name either the artist or the title of the song on that bump music coming back in at the bottom of the hour. If you know the answer to it, 251-343-0106 is how you will be able to win that 5-pack. And then, Bobby, we'll do some other things to give away some golf out here at Quail Creek.
Absolutely. Be glad to give some away. As I said before, we're improving every week, and it's very exciting where we're headed in the future. A music aficionado, I am not. So I am looking forward to hearing something new or something.
Let me tell you, this is not going to be an old song. This is not going to be an old song. You got to be kind of a little up to date on this one.
Up to date.
So, yep.
Well, you're going to have
to be up to date. So,
how do you turn on that computer? You know, I don't know if I'm going to be up to date on anything.
Well, I'll tell you. It'll be fun. So, hey, also go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, to see our awesome magazine. Kudos to the publisher and editor-in-chief, Joey Johnson, for another fantastic edition. By the way, the new issue is coming out. I think it comes out later this week or the first of next week. And Bobby, you've contributed with an article in there.
Yeah, I have an article talking about our golf course and where we're headed in the future. We brought up some of the negative things that happened, but as I said, with Dr. Tom Johnson here and the way we're going in the future, explain some things about what happened and where we're going and a bright future ahead. for Quail Creek. We're going to just knock the socks off everybody come the fall.
That's awesome. I am so excited for y'all for sure. Hey, you know, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan spoke right before the Travelers on Thursday. Thursday. And talking about some of the changes of the PGA Tour schedule. We'll talk about that coming up in the last segment. Maybe we'll hear from him at some point as well. So that should be pretty interesting. Hey, a lot to wrap up in 1 hour, so don't blink your eyes. This will go by extremely fast. Hey, do want to remind you, Captain John Ward's fleet of 5 customized, fully equipped sea tow boats are strategically positioned at marinas in Pensacola and Perdita Key. You'll find his team patrolling popular boating areas including Pensacola Pass, Santa Rosa Sound, Pensacola Beach, Perdita Pass, and more, so they can respond quickly no matter the time of the day. Captain John and his Sea Tow team are here to help. Call your local Sea Tow Captain John Ward, a great friend, and he loves golf. If you have a boat, whether you're in freshwater or in saltwater, you got to become a member. Call him for more information at 850-492-5070 or go to Pensacola at Seto.com. Great guy. And listen, everybody's out. If you got a boat, you're out on the water. If something happens, who's going to come take care of you?
Exactly.
Right? Well, this guy right here can do it. All right? And he loves golf, so become a Seto member today. Bobby, just a couple minutes left in this segment right here. One of the things that you're going to be doing, and you've been doing it now for, is it 27 or 28 years?
28, I think.
28 years as the head rules official for the American Century Championship. It used to be the American Century Celebrity Championship, but I think they knocked the celebrity off, although it's all celebrities, right?
All celebrities, retired athletes, and rock stars, and we have a new one that's on the list, Jason Sheff, bass player for Chicago.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be playing. But turn on, let's see, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. It'll be on Golf Channel and NBC and see some great stars. Larry the Cable Guy will be part of that. Robert Griffin, Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor, will be in there this year. Alex Caruso is new. Pat McAfee, kicker. And then The Miz. I got to find out about this guy.
The Miz.
He's in the World Wrestling Federation, and he's doing all kinds of stuff on TV and lots of commercials, so be interesting to meet him. But it'll be on TV next weekend. Tune it in. You'll have a lot of fun.
Always coming from Lake Tahoe, and what a beautiful place to be right now is Lake Tahoe. I'm going to tell you, one of these days we almost were there, and then COVID hit.
Right.
You know, we were getting on the plane, COVID hits, and Millthorpe says, no, Randy, you're not coming.
It's tough.
It's all good. Hey, I want to welcome all of our friends on board with us, listening on great radio stations in Central Alabama. It's Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn. Talk about lakes. How about Lake Martin? All of you in the water right there listening to us, thanks for hanging out. Also in Sylacauga, that whole Central Alabama area, glad to have you on board with us. And if you're along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and the Emerald Coast of Florida, you've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. You can always keep up with us by getting the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's simple, it's free, and it only takes seconds to upload, or by installing the iHeartRadio app and search Radio Alabama. Thanks to all those folks up there. By the way, we were in Central Alabama on Monday. Joey and I had the opportunity to go up and play at one of our favorite places, Farm Links. Mm-hmm. If you've not been to Sylacauga at Purcell Farms, it is fabulous. We got to stay there. We got to play golf on Monday, have lunch with David Purcell there. And I'm telling you, what they are going to be doing up there, folks, you will want to be a part of it. They're going to be making some announcements coming up pretty soon. And first off, the golf course is in fantastic shape. It's one of those courses that if you've not played Farm Links, it was basically for fertilizing companies, Toro, Snapper, all those mm-hmm. guys like that. And they have, each of them have a hole or holes that they are able to use their fertilizer on particular grasses. Dude, I got to tell you.
Yeah,
bent grass greens. Phenomenal.
Correct. And then you have Kentucky Blue, and then you have Zoysia, and then you have Pospolum on some of those parts. And it's a test facility that the Purcell family started. It's very, very unique, very beautiful out in the country, south of Sylacauga. There's wild game out there, some real elevation changes.
Oh, yeah.
Par 3 that you play, what, 400-foot drive?
It's about 200 for 200 sure.
Feet.
But I got some pictures of that. That was awesome. Bobby, as we're here at Quail Creek, you got the Motley crew that is making the turn right here.
It's Motley Crew for sure.
Todd Richborg and Mark Vines, and and the whole gang out here at Quail Creek.
We have a game for everybody, including convicts.
There is no doubt, no doubt. All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll visit with Jay Stubbs, tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour. We'll get caught up on the 2022 Future Masters. It happens right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
It's time for your leaderboard update,
brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
I got to throw it in there. Be sure to go see Boom at Boomstyle Kitchen at the Fort. All right, the Corn Ferry Tour at the Falmouth Country Club in Falmouth, Maine for the 2022 Live and Work in Maine Open. 22-year-old Texas Longhorn All-American Pearson Cootie, along with the amateur redshirt sophomore from Florida State, Cole Anderson, sit atop the leaderboard at 15 under, two strokes better than the field. The DP Tour wrapped up earlier, or actually they are still in action from Munich, Germany for the BMW International Open. It looks like Hong Tong Li from China, he along with Belgium's Thomas Peterson in a playoff right now. The LPGA will conclude their third major for the season from Bethesda, Maryland. The Blue Course at Congressional Country Club is the venue and leading the way right now. Let's give them a check and see exactly where they are. Lexi Thompson has moved into first place at 7-under. Siyoung Kim from South Korea, along with In-Jee Chung from South Korea, they are one back at 6-under. The old guys of the PGA Champions Tour, well, they're really not that old, Bobby, since you're sitting with me here, are in Bethlehem, PA for the U.S. Senior Open Championship. This, too, is the third major of the season. 50-year-old Irishman Padraig Harrington has a commanding five-shot lead at 11-under. And the PGA Tour will finish today from Cromwell, Connecticut for the 2022 Travelers Championship. Xander Schauffele is at 17-under, has a one-stroke lead over his best friend, Patrick Cantlay. Cantlay at 16-under. And the GCGA Tour back in action July the 10th at Timber Creek Golf Club in Daphne, Alabama. If you're looking for a competitive tour, no matter what your skill level is, go to GCGATour.com to register and find out more. GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, along with my buddy, Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall. He is the director of golf here at Quail Creek, where we're hanging out on the back venue, if you will.
The porch.
Yeah, that's better put right there, the porch, no doubt about it.
But it is a nice view. You got the driving range out here in front of you. We've got a nice practice facility.
A little overcast out here today, so it does kind of knock that degree down. Right. It's very comfortable. The wind is blowing and everything. But let's do this. Let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour, our good friend Jay Stubbs. Jay, how you doing, pal?
Hey, guys, good morning. Good to be with you. I am off the road from Washington Junior Golf and taking a couple of days of break down here at Dolphin Island. But good to be with you on the radio this morning.
Well, I'll tell you, you have been on the road, and you have been at the Future Masters in Dothan. Let's talk just a little bit about that. Saw some really good golf. Give us the update. Give us the results.
Yeah, these are some of the best boys' ages, all the way down to the 9-year-old boys. They play 9 holes day one, 9 holes day two, 9 and 10-year-old division. Then they get to the 11, 12s, and they separate them into the 13 and 14s. All of those boys played in the earlier part of the week over in Dothan at the Dothan Country Club in the 73rd annual Press Thornton Future Masters. And then the boys 15 to 18 rounded out the week. They all teed off around 1 Thursday in the blistering heat, finished up their round 2 on Friday, and then those that made the cut, they took the top 104 and ties in the field of over 220 boys competing on the golf course at the same time over a couple of days, a ton of players. And then they cut to 104 and ties, and they finished up round 3 yesterday at Dothan Country Club. And congratulations to a young man from Arizona. He led, I believe, after round 2 and finished it up with a round 3. Tyler Spielman of Cave Creek, Arizona, class of 2024, shot rounds of 68, 68, and 70 to win by one stroke over a Southeastern favorite, Parker Claxton. So that was a very competitive tournament. Only only three golfers that I see on the scoreboard here, guys, finish under par. So that meant the course was playing extremely difficult. I can attest to that. My son John played. Several of his friends played. And only four of our boys from the area code 251 made the cut. Michael Crocker, Thomas Crane, Cole Comiotti, and Tripp Duke. And of those four, Michael had a very good round three. So Michael finished with, I think, in the top 20. So fantastic golf, competitive golf all the way around, and a great tournament over there in Dover.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jay, and I'm looking at Michael's scores right now. He went 72-73 and finished that third round with a 69, putting him in a T18 position. So congratulations to Michael Crocker there. And you mentioned we had four guys from the area, from the Mobile Baldwin County area, that did make the cut. And I think Tripp Duke finished at a T35, trying to see where Thomas Crane finished at a T50. And I know I was looking to see where Cole Camiotti finished up. Oh, Cole right there. He finished at a T72, 71, 75, 77. Cole, one of the premier junior golfers in the area, he's headed to Missouri. Science,
yeah,
and technology there.
And I'm good friends with the Camiottis. I've known Cole, watched him all the way back in the days of the Jimmy Green Tour. That's where he kind of got his start and playing junior golf from our area.
Absolutely.
But he chose an engineering educational path, and so he is going to a Division II school up there. They've got a really good golf team. I met the golf coach last year at the state over at Lakewood, the state junior, and they were real excited to get Cole up there, and not only to further his education, but to pursue his golf passion.
This is with Jay Stubbs, tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour. Bobby?
Hey, Jason, I'm glad you made the trip over there with your son. And I want to remind everybody in the Mobile area about the history of the future Masters there at Dothan. It really is the Masters as we look upon Augusta National and the history that's there, the Press Thornton tournament, and the future Masters, the history. Guys that played, you may not have played as well as you wanted to, but let me tell you, if you made the cut and went over there, you walked in the history and the halls of a lot of great players. And if you go through the history of those who won the future Masters, you'll be in awe of those young men. So hats off to all you young men out there that qualify and get in that and even try to enter the future Masters. I think it's really great. So, Jay, thanks for covering that, and it's nice to hear about our young men from Mobile.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Jay, let me ask you, how did your son finish up?
John finished, he shot 79 day one, had a couple of difficult holes, and he battled back, shot a 76, so he was five strokes out of position. That was John Stubbs, age 16, class of 2024. And then Jackson, my 12-year-old, he competed. I shot 82 on day one, very long course for these little guys. And then on day three, a couple of holes got him, he shot 88. Then he headed up to the 13 and under state junior up Highland Park, hosted by the Alabama Golf Association, and did fairly well up there, shot 76-81 to have a competitive round. And, you know, it's all about getting out and competing in these big tournaments. And when we have the luxury of having them so close, obviously the Future Masters being only 3 or 4 hours away for us, and then certainly the Alabama Golf Association hosting all the big things they do throughout the course of the summer, then you throw in the other tours, it means a whole lot more for our Jimmy Green Tour each and every summer to get that competitive mindset going. So these kids, these boys, these girls get in there and have that tournament experience. So they're ready, somewhat, they're ready to go and play in these larger events.
Jay, I used to remember a quote from my good friend Richard Jeffers. He said, if it makes you nervous, it's good for you.
And so, Absolutely, no doubt about that, Bobby.
Playing in those type of events and getting nervous, but they get over that. So the more they play in that competition,
absolutely,
the better. You know, Randy, you've had an instance leading the men's club championship, and you shoot a great score, and then, you know,
I got nervous.
You get nervous. I mean, but you can do it. So the more you play, the more you get over those nerves and you settle in. I think it's good for all of them. So hats off to all you young men that went out and played, and keep playing and keep grinding and don't give up.
And that's one of the things about playing in the Jimmy Green Tour, because Jay, that's, you give them that experience of that nerves and the competitiveness side of this. And you've got a tournament coming up. You just had one last week, I guess, or about 10 days ago, you had one at Lakewood. Talk about the upcoming one at Magnolia Grove.
Yeah, so this is going to be the back nine coaching. That's a group of a couple of PGA Tour golfers who have got into coaching and consulting. But the back nine coaching is going to be at Magnolia Grove this Tuesday, a couple of days from now. The tee times are already posted. So all those listening can go and see the field there and see what tee time you have. Or if you're interested, you can go see all the names. Maybe you got a friend, boy or girl. We have over 100 registered golfers again, Randy, so we can continue to be competitive in that respect, and we're thankful to Magnolia Grove and the staff out there. We'll tee off Tuesday morning. The little kids go off the back nine, and they'll finish a nine-hole round, and then all those 13 to 15 and then 16 to 18 divisions, they'll tee off around 8:30, boys first, then girls, and then we will have a great tournament. Hopefully we won't have any weather. You know, it seems the thunderstorms tend to be popping up here and there, but we'll make it do, and just over 100 golfers, and that'll be our third event for the summer tour, and then we'll take not too much time off, and then we'll kick right into it for July, and we'll have several events in the month of July. But anybody listening interested, go to jimmygreentour.com. You can look at the schedule. You can always reach out to me and ask any questions if you have any about your junior golfer and playing in our event.
Visit with Jay Stubbs, tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour. Jay, we've got about 60 seconds left here. Let me ask you now, if someone says, hey, you know, I want to get my son or daughter involved in the Jimmy Green, is it too late for that, or can they join at any point?
They can join at any point. We do have a registration tour fee for the summer. It's $52 and includes a registration gift, but that gets cut in half after the month of June. So all the July events will only have roughly a $26 registration tour fee, and then each event is $30 for the nine-hole round, boys and girls, and then $50 for the 18-hole round, boys and girls. That includes a lunch at the facility, that includes their range balls and their greens fee.
Great stuff.
Great stuff.
Jay, is always
too late to play our event.
Check it out, jimmygreentour.com, jimmygreentour.com. All right, Jay, thanks for hanging out with us. Great report. Enjoy the time down at the beach. Yes, Bobby and I are somewhat jealous as we sit here on the veranda. We got the venue, the porch, and the veranda. So, hey, man, thanks for hanging out with us, Jay. Great report.
We'll catch up soon. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Jay Stubbs right there, Jimmy Green Tour. Bobby?
Hey, we just finished our second week of our junior clinic over here, and I want to give a shout-out to five young men that are really outstanding in my clinic, Ben, Liam, Carson, Brennan, and Tristan. And I'll have you know that Carson went over and participated in the drive, pitch, and putt and finished second in the drive competition.
We'll talk more about that in a minute, then. We'll talk more about that. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick timeout. Remember, get your fingers ready, 251-343-0106. If you know the artist or the name of the song on the music bump coming up, we got a five-pack for you right here at Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Mitch McConnell up next.
It's time for your one-minute spiritual uplift. Hi, I'm Rick Whittle. Perhaps the greatest running back to ever play professional football was a guy by the name of Walter Payton. He played for the Bears in the 1980s and won a Super Bowl with them in 1985. For years before Emmitt Smith passed him, he was the all-time leading rusher in the NFL. One Monday night game, the Bears were playing the Giants, and one of the announcers made the comment that Walter Payton had just rushed for over 9 miles in his career. Another commentator replied, yeah, and that was getting knocked down every 4.6 yards. The hardest part of serving God is not starting, but finding the courage to continue. Our verse for today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So we do not lose heart, though our outward self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that we have seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, the things that are unseen are eternal. Life will always find a way to knock us down. The key is, how willing are you to give back up? I'm Rick Whittle, the minister of the Spanish Fort Church of Christ, and you have a blessed day.
Hey, just a reminder for you, if you're going to be in the Spanish Fort area, whether you're coming from Mobile, Pensacola, Gulf Shores, Central Alabama, be sure and stop by the Fort. It's right across from the Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort. Come to Boom's Thai Kitchen. How about some crunchy chicken, sweet and sour chicken, pad thai, lo mein noodles? You like shrimp? We got it for you. Thai curry. Be sure to add the pineapple in there. It is my favorite. You have to order the world-renowned Boom Rolls. Oh, my goodness. Come by, see us at Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort. Do it today. All right, do you know that right there? If you do, 251-343-0106, you're going to get a five-pack to Glen Lakes. I just need to know the artist or the name of the song. All right, there you go. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Bobby, do you know who that is?
No.
Didn't think you did. Did not think that you did. No,
but I like it. It's got a great rhythm beat to it.
I like
it. Sounds
that.
Good.
I thought you might.
After
like
you
that.
Tell me, I'll be looking them up on Spotify or Pandora or something.
You'll like that. Yeah. We'll have a winner for you coming up in just a few moments, 251-343-0106. If you know the answer, you go ahead and dial in. All right, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in a good friend of ours. You know this guy, Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotives. Mitch, how are you doing, my brother?
Kimo Tombe, Randy, how are you, buddy? I'm doing great on this Sunday, and I know you guys are having a great show so far. There's so much to talk about, buddy.
Well, there really is. And I'm going to let that music kind of play in the background. 251-343-0106 if you know the answer. Five-pack to Glen Lakes. Hey, listen, let's talk about the LIV. The last time we had you on a couple of weeks ago, the LIV Tour had just started. And we got your thoughts on that and know exactly how you feel. But now you're looking at some more names coming onto that list, like Brooks Koepka. There's some more that will be on there. I'll go through the list for you on some of these names and these rankings. Of course, we know Dustin Johnson. Now Brooks Koepka is ranked 19th in the world. Abraham Answer does it. We know Louis Oosthuizen, Bryan DeChambeau, Kevin Na, Taylor Gooch, Patrick Reed, Sergio Garcia, Richard Bland, the old man that plays on the DP Tour, Sean Norris, Matt Jones. As you go down through here, Phil Mickelson ranked 83rd, Lee Westwood. But as you go through here, Mitch, you start getting down in the bottom here, and you're looking at guys that are ranked in the thousands, all right? Chase Koepka ranked 1,607 in the official World Golf Rankings. A friend of ours, Andy Ogletree, 1,445th in the rankings. The question I have for you, and Bobby, you jump in here too, is a guy like Andy Ogletree, who has not really played on the PGA Tour, who won the amateur, now will not have a chance to play on the PGA Tour. And remember, if they're only playing 48 players on the LIV, well, he's not going to be playing much on the LIV. Would you agree? Because you got 48 other folks that are way ahead of him. So how's that ranking going to go? I mean, who's going to play and who's not going to play out of the list of more than 48 players here?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know the background on the LIV as to how many they can take per tournament. You know, the tour goes to like 150, 155 are allowed to enter, and you're limiting access to these guys. And, you know, if they have nowhere else to go, but maybe the European Tour. I don't know if the European Tour not letting their guys play on LIV and then go both ways.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that.
What about the Ryder Cup?
Well, there's a lot of questions, I think, and Mitch, there you go. There's a lot of questions that have to be answered. We know that these guys can qualify to play at the Open, all right, but that's for this year. What's going to happen next year?
Right. You know, first, Randy and Bobby, I thought there were about three really important angles on this deal, like, you know, your integrity making a deal with the devil. What matters to your competition? John Rahm said it best, said, hey, you know, $400 million is not going to change my lifestyle, so he addressed money. And the next thing he addressed, Randy, Bobby, was competition. He said, I'm a golfer, so 54 holes, no cut, you know, shotgun start, that's not golf. So, but I think ultimately there's not just three angles. There may be four. There may be five. It's kind of like politics in the U.S. You think you know what you're talking about. And then you realize maybe the Korn Ferry Tour is at risk. Maybe what's happening here is the top guys are getting richer, but the you know, local guys like the Robbie Sheltons might suffer. So there's so many angles, and I have yet to find a good one. And ultimately, I don't want to watch this junk, and I'm not against these older guys like Lee Westwood who signed these contracts. I get it. That's probably the only type of player, other than one that may have given up that's younger, maybe 35 or less, that I could really understand taking the money. But at the end of the day, it's probably not just the most interesting topic in golf, but it might be the most interesting topic in the history of sports when it comes to business and money, guys, and integrity.
Well, and there's no question about it. I mean, it really is going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. And if they cannot, if the LIV Tour cannot get on the official world rankings, then that's going to exclude all those guys, because in order to play in some of these events, you have to have that world golf ranking. So I think that's going to be a big key for this LIV Tour. Let's turn and talk about the PGA real quick. Of course, they're at the Travelers, and they got a great tournament going on. You're seeing Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, who are leading this right now, or Xander is, but there's some great golf going on and happening right here on the PGA Tour.
There is, you know, and I got to go back for everybody listening that might not have been keeping up with the Randy Bobby. What's happening on the PGA Tour is everything that golf fans, not just the guys playing, everything we want. You know, it's literally the top players rising to the top. And, you know, a guy like Sagala is so much fun to watch, and he might be the only guy that might have a shot today of catching these guys, these best buddies, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay. But at the end of the day, one last comment on LIV Golf is, you know, the Roy McIlroys, the Justin Thomases, these guys – they got a fire in their belly to say, you know what, Sergio Garcia, you said you're finally getting paid what you're worth, but you're a spoiled brat that made more money than you ever should have. You complained about every golf course you ever played. It was always about something less than just putting your golf to the test. Cheaters like Patrick Reed, I knew the guy was going. I just hope that none of these other top guys, because when we have players like Scottie Scheffler, when his dad said when he won the Masters, actually his first tournament, I'm proud of you. You're a better person than you are a golfer, Scotty. And he's number one in the world, Bobby. So I don't want to be angry about LIV Golf, because I think there's too much of that in country and our politics. But I can tell you, let's celebrate the PGA Tour, because I think today you got two of the best young American players going head-to-head with a bunch of chasers. And guess what? Who wins means something today. It's not the U.S. Open. It's not the British Open. It's not the Masters. And ultimately, though, every tour event has a history, and that's kind of what these guys are playing for, you know, their status, their money. And you don't show up like, you know, Conor McGregor did in his last fight knowing he was going to make a bunch of money when he went up against Floyd Money Mayweather. You know, it can't all be about money, boys. So today we're going to watch some real golf.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And Scottie Scheffler said it the other day, you know, we make a lot of money chasing that little white ball. And they do. And you know, a lot of us golfers were like, man, we wish we had the opportunity to do that. Visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. Mitch, we are running through this segment pretty quick here. Let's turn and talk a little football. You had an opportunity earlier in the week to go down and play at Kiva Dunes down in Gulf Shores for a good friend of ours, Joey Jones, put together a tournament, which he's been doing. And, I mean, it just filled up quick, and you sent me some pictures, and a couple of guys in there that are buddies. Jake Coker, you played with Jake. Jake's been on the show many times. A good friend of mine, Bobby Humphrey. He's my fishing buddy, and you had the opportunity to play with him.
Yeah, you know what we talked about, Randy? We didn't talk about football and quarterback play and who's going to play left tackle at Alabama. We talked about NIL ruining college football. There's a correlation here. You know, imagine that we're talking to two Alabama greats. One's young and one's getting up there past my age even. But they're both talking about what would it have been like when Marlon Humphrey, just a few years back, what if he was getting bid for by Texas A&M versus Texas versus Alabama versus LSU? Where would he have gone? And ultimately, both those kids chose Alabama, especially Jake Coker, who started at FSU because he loved the university. And LIV Golf is doing the same thing that Texas A&M did, if you want to know the truth. There's just a little more competition for A&M. Imagine if they were the only school that had $30 million to dole out to players, and that's exactly what's happening in the golf world. But I'm excited about Alabama football. I think any Alabama fan enjoys a year, if they're honest, and some aren't, when you don't win a national championship, come back with a little chip on your shoulder. And so I think the consensus is the defense is going to be a little better, and having played a little golf with Coach, I just see a gleam in every Alabama fan's eyes, and I'm hoping the Auburn fans are excited about this year too. So it's setting up to hopefully be a takeover of the state of Alabama this year in the SEC, Randy.
Well, there's no doubt. And I'll tell you, Mitch, we could go on and on, because Bobby and I were talking about Arch Manning going to Texas now. He's committed to Texas, and, you know, you got some folks that are just freaking out over that. What does that mean? Was that, is Texas now going to beat Alabama? I mean, there's so many storylines now with him going to Texas. And I got to tell you, listen, I'm happy for Texas. I'm happy for Texas. If they're going to play in the SEC, they're going to have to improve. I can tell you. But that's a different topic for a different day, because we're almost out of time here, and I got to talk automobiles. Could not let you get on the show and not talk about what's happening at McConnell Automotive in Mobile.
Well, I love golf and football as much as the car business or more, if you know what I'm saying, Randy. So it's always fun to talk those two topics. But I think what we're most proud of, the listeners, anybody, Randy, Bobby, has shopped for a car in the last couple of years, especially a new one, they probably met a weird experience, which was, hey, we're doing you a favor because we don't have many of these. And we got more people wanting them than we have in stock. And we've just bucked that trend with our prices. We bucked it with the way we treat customers, their trade values. And we've got some availability of Sierras, and we've got a couple of Yukons that are coming in that are not sold, which hadn't happened in a year and a half. So I just invite people to go to our website. But what we're really most proud of, besides the way we treat people, is our used car department, Randy. We got over 100 used cars, from Mercedes down the line to $5,000 cars. So anybody in the market that thinks you have to pay more to an established dealer, we've been around for 66 years, you really don't. And we make sure the cars we sell are exactly what we say. So people just need to go to our website. You'll see an unbelievable selection. Tommy Davis is our new used car manager that was at Mullinex Ford forever. Doing a great job, and that's how we like to do it, Randy, just serve the public and have more vehicles available at better prices, man.
Well, we certainly encourage folks to check you out. There is no doubt. You can go online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Listen, yeah, hassle-free, all right? Mitch, his
Let's
great staff, will certainly take it.
Let's don't turn that YouTube channel on. It doesn't stand for anything good. I understand the money with the players, but the rest of the agenda is awful. Epic showdown today.
Hey, Mitch, real quick, how did you finish in the Joey Jones tournament?
Man, blind squirrels and acorns, Bobby, we won it. And I don't know how. We just
the bigger racer
and
out.
Hit some good shots and a lot of good competition. Sherman Williams signed his name to every par three closest to the pin. And when we figured it out, we went to Joey Jones and told on him. And Sherman said, I didn't know I was signing my autograph. He was about to win four prizes. So we had a blast, and we were fortunate to win. And the big Senior Bowl tournament's coming up. We're going to play in that. So McConnell Automotive likes to spread some time and money around, but it's just great to be out with people that we like playing some good golf.
Well, listen, and Bobby and I will take that as an invitation, and yes, we'll be happy to play with you in that Senior Bowl event. Thank you.
All right, boys. Well, let's get some fun, and Steelwood's opening up soon, so let's go out there. I'll take you boys out. We'll talk some football.
That'd be good.
Very good.
Look forward to that.
Thank you, Mitch. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate you, brother. Mitch
All
McConnell,
right,
McConnell Automotive. All right, there you go. Let's take a quick timeout. Our final timeout. More Southern Fairways golf right after this.
Looking for a way to spend a sunny day? How about 27 holes at Glen Lakes Golf Club? Call 251-955-1220 for tee times. Glen Lakes Golf Club, Foley, Alabama.
Super Speed Golf brings you the professional tour schedules for the week of June 27th. The DP Tour travels to Cork, Kilkenny, Ireland this week for the Irish Open, a $6 million purse. The Korn Ferry Tour will be in Colorado for the Ascent presented by Blue. The course, TPC Colorado. The defending champion is Tag Ridings, and the purse, $750,000. The LPGA takes a couple of weeks off, as the ladies will travel to Midland Country Club in Midland, Michigan for the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, a 72-hole-stroke, two-woman team event starting Thursday, July the 13th. The two sisters from Thailand, Aria and Moria Jitanagarn, are the defending champions. The inaugural event was in 2019 with a young lady that played at Auburn, Sydney Clanton, and my girl Jasmine Sawanapura, one setting the record at 27 under. The PGA Tour champions will also take some time off, as they will be back in action July the 7th for the fourth major of the season. It's the Bridgestone Senior Players Championship being played at the iconic Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio. Steve Stricker is the defending champion. The purse is $3 million. And the PGA Tour will be in Silvis, Illinois Thursday for the John Deere Classic being played at TPC Deer Run. Lucas Glover is the defending champion. The purse will be $7.1 million. That is your professional tour schedule for this week, brought to you by Super Speed Golf. Get more speed and more distance using the Super Speed Golf Training Tool. Go to superspeedgolf.com and use the promo code RANDY to receive a great discount.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
One of the things that led me to Bridgestone was I was playing golf with Tiger Woods. He was playing the Tour BXS, and the greens were firm. He lands this thing on the green, and it just stops like this. I noticed then that there was a big difference between my ball and his ball, and I knew that he was playing a far more superior golf ball to me. I play this ball because it feels like cheating without breaking the rules.
Cheating on me.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, Director of Golf here at Quail Creek, where we have been broadcasting all morning, and glad to be here, Bobby. I'll tell you, it has been a very, very fast show. We want to close it up with a couple of things real quick. All right, you wanted to know, it wasn't a trivia question. We just said, we asked, do you know who the artist or the name of the song at the bottom of the hour, that bump music? If you know who it is, we're going to give a five-pack away to Glen Lakes, right?
Yes.
The answer, and we got to say congratulations to Trevor D. at Lake Martin. He's listening to us on Fox Sports Central Alabama, 98.3. He got it right. It is Modest Mouse, and the song is Float On.
Really?
Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse.
Yep. Modest Mouse and Float On.
Well, congratulations to him. Who was it?
Trevor D.
Trevor D. Good for you, man.
Up in Lake Moore, floating around, listening to the show.
Well, he'll get five rounds of golf. He can come down and go to the beach, take care of his buddies, drink a cold one, and have fun in Glen Lakes. That's a hell of a deal.
And maybe you might throw something in here in just a few moments.
Yes, right, we will. Yes, we will.
Hey, let's talk real quick. We mentioned just a little bit earlier that you will be leaving on Saturday, headed to Lake Tahoe for the American Century Championship. Been doing it 28 years now as a rules official there, which you will be able to watch on NBC Friday, July the 8th, 9th, and the 10th. We would prefer that on the 10th, though, you come play with us on the GCGA Tour. Don't watch that. Come play with us. We'll be playing at Timber Creek. It'll be a lot of fun. If you'd like more information on the GCGA Tour, you can go to GCGATour.com for more information. From the American Century Championship, you've got a couple of guys that will be your buddies that are just crazy, just fun to be with, and they are your assistant rules professionals, as I will call them. One is my chauffeur, but Chris Cookson, who is just an outstanding golfer, and of course John Drago, tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. He's been on the show many times, a great guy, and we have so much fun, and y'all go way back. But Bobby, as I've talked with him and told him many times, one of the best chauffeurs that I've ever had, John Drago.
John's a great guy. He does run the ATT Byron Nelson, and he's on the National Rules Committee for the PGA of America. Does a great job. He does a lot of the events around the country. Also joining us will be the head golf professional and owner of Timberton Golf Club in Hattiesburg. Ron Hickman will be joining us as well. And Chris Cookson is a Mobile guy. Played golf at St. Paul's. And he played here in Mobile, went on to the University of Southern Mississippi. Of course, that's where Mike Millthorpe and I met, and Chris Cookson met, and Ron Hickman played at Southern Miss. So we got an alumni gathering of Golden Eagles that'll be out there in Tahoe. But Mike Millthorpe has got to be probably the best tournament director in the country. He takes care of his staff so well, and putting a big event behind the scenes, he does a great job. And it's just nice to go out there. It'll be a little cooler out there, Randy, get away from this heat for
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
And rub some elbows with some of the stars out there. But it is a lot of fun, and I learned so much from these other officials that have really been, Ron Hickman's been at the Masters, U.S. Open. John Drago was one of the first rules officials for the Olympics ever. So, you know, great history of rules officials, and we enjoy that behind the scenes.
There is no doubt. Of course, speaking about the American Century Championship, we'll talk more about it as you're out there. Also, you'll be reporting from Lake Tahoe, as you do each and every year. But some of the names, I mean, you got 87 celebrities, or not only celebrities, but athletes, retired athletes. Some of the names, a guy that's been on with us, and a fabulous guy, Marcus Allen.
Marcus.
Okay.
Great.
No matter how you feel, I'm telling you, Marcus is a very cool dude.
He sure is. And, first class.
He really is. But Brian Bumgardner, who's been on the show with us before as well, you know him from The Office. He loves golf. A Georgia boy. Big Georgia fan. He's been on. And you were mentioned about the Currys, Dale, Seth, and Stefan. Those guys are pretty cool as well.
Well, you know, they're going to have a contest between the three of them, and then who loses jumps in the lake. So that's always a lot of fun. They are first class, and congratulations to Stefan. They win the NBA title again just last week. So he's a big draw with Justin Timberlake, Alfonso Ribeiro. And then one of the fun things, you have to watch it on TV, is the basketball goals on the beach.
17.
At 17 and shooting. And they're going to be giving away $1 million. Each day to athlete who makes a hole-in-one at 17.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So $1 million. Mastercraft has a big, huge boat given away on number 12. And the crowds are just great. Great sports fans that come out. So it's a lot of fun. Make sure you put it on your radar to watch next weekend.
I just got to mention a couple more names
here real quick.
A good friend, Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry.
Larry is an absolute nut.
Yep.
And I thank you for letting me have that one rules official that y'all, being a rules official that y'all didn't know about.
It's easy for Larry.
With Larry. I told you that. Well, I did tell you that, and you scolded me just a little bit. Never, ever do that again. We are the rules officials. But it was a pretty easy rule. He wanted a relief from the cart path, and had he been right-handed, he would have gotten it, Bobby. But he was left-handed. So I said, you don't get it. And he yelled at me for a minute. And
He wanted to go to the best point of relief,
exactly.
Not the nearest point of relief. Yeah, a lot of people do that. This is my best way to go, not the right way to go. But anyway, it's a lot of fun to be watching on TV.
A lot of great guys that will be there. And a lot of these are your buddies. I know you and Jack Wagner go way back. Tim Wakefield, what a great guy. He is, if you don't remember Tim Wakefield, the knuckleballer for Boston. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking, and I said, Tim, you're the original D-Dub. He said, I am the original D-Dub, aren't I?
Yep.
Yes, you are. But, no, you guys, Aaron Rodgers will be there. John Smoltz, a good friend of yours as well. And it's a lot of fun. If you've not seen this, be sure and tune in on next Friday. Is it next Friday? No, Friday the 8th and 9th of July. For the American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe. Bobby, before we get out of here, you had mentioned a couple of guys that you had been working with here at Quail Creek in Fairhope that have gone on. One of them went on and did the drive.
Well, they had the drive chip and putt competition over at Magnolia Grove. And one of my students, Carson, finished second in the drive competition. And so we're very proud of that. He's been working very hard, very diligently. And the kids that are in our clinic, Ben, Liam, and Brandon, and Tristan, are just good kids. They're going to grow up in a good environment. I do want to give a shout-out to the overall winner of the drive, chip, and putt is a young man named Cade Martin. Cade is from Gulfport, Mississippi, and his daddy, Gary Martin, is from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and played on the golf team at Ole Miss and was a very, very good professional player and played a lot of mini tour events. They live in Gulfport, and he was the overall winner. So shout out to Cade Martin over in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Well, no question about that for sure. And speaking about Ole Miss, how about the game last night?
Well, I watched it.
Yeah.
I watched every
inning. In the College World Series.
Man, Ole Miss has got some bats. And
they got some pitching, too.
They sure do.
Pitching.
I was very impressed. You know, they got a little shaky, went from 4-2, and then back-to-back. To back home runs. That was incredible.
The McCants kid, the left-handed young man, he is from Cantonment, all
yep.
right? Was doing football and basketball over in Cantonment with WEAR-TV over there a couple of years ago, and got to call one
right.
of the games that he was in.
Well, and, you know what the prediction is? We had Mississippi State win the national title. Now Ole Miss looking to win the national title. And then we're looking for Southern Miss in 2023.
Just don't hold your breath.
Baseball's hot. Baseball's hot in Mississippi.
It is.
Baseball's
it is.
Hot in Mississippi.
Hey, we missed David Musial today. He's going to be back with us next week. Always have Golf for Dummies. But next week we're going to start the new series, Serious Tips for Serious Golfers.
Ooh.
All right? So we're anxious to hear what he's going to be bringing. And we're going to tell you, David, if you're listening, you better bring it. Okay? You better bring it. Because whenever you're out for the weekend, that means you've had 2 weeks now to get ready. Bobby, it has been a blast being here today. Thanks for hosting us, and look forward to playing golf with you real soon. Good safe travels to Lake Tahoe.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on. Come see us at Quail Creek.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. For our producers, Charlie Marsh and Philip Bush, I'm Randy Bergen. For the whole staff, let's say a prayer and God bless America. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.